if a church down the road for us in Tennessee is callous or indifferent toward an incident, then I'm not quite sure why we should be contributing cooperative program funds to somehow deal with their problem.
It's normal to say, why should I pay for someone else's sin? Two thoughts about that. Number one, first year, which is the predominance, you would assume setting up a database, those things had some upfront costs. But with those upfront costs, there are no cooperative program dollars being used. All right, it's sin relief money, so there are not cooperative program dollars being used. Secondly, there's not a person in here that is Southern Baptist that has not benefited from being a Southern Baptist. I went to a Southern Baptist seminary at a greatly discounted rate. I was able to be trained by associations that were Southern Baptist. I was able to then be a part of the largest missionary force in the world because I was Southern Baptist. Even when the church I was doing had 100 people, we couldn't afford a missionary. And so for us to then take all the benefits of the Southern Baptist Convention, and then when something is wrong, step back and say, I don't want to actually help redo the structure of the Southern Baptist Convention, does not fly.